Chromecast.
Oh, Chromecast.
We have
yeah.
a Chromecast like set up in the main room or whatever.
Definitely
and
check that out.
My roommate the other day was like, you know, we have cable. I was like, wait, what? Because I think my one friend Lizzie, who she used to come over and watch college football games because she didn't have like all the stations for Alabama football or whatever.
Get that login. Like,
yeah, I really need to.
Yeah,
I really need to get that shit because I think we might have HBO too. So I'm behind
missing out on
Hard
a lot.
Knocks and
I got to go into some HBO programming on this pod because I just got hooked on a really good show.
Yeah, we could definitely get into it. So all right, we're back at it. I'm Justin Dorsey for the Threat Lads podcast with my buddy. My friend, my pal, Kevin O'Connor. How are you doing this week, Kevin?
Doing well.
Doing well. That's fantastic. Make sure to rate and review us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play. Tell all your friends about it. Thank you for the support. Really appreciate it and everything. At Thread Lads on Instagram, at Lads Thread on Twitter, and maybe coming to other social media platforms soon. I'm going to make a Facebook or something.
We got locked out of the Facebook.
What do you mean we got locked out of the Facebook?
I was in the process of making the Facebook page, and I got locked out by Facebook, and it said to upload a photo of my face to prove it was me.
Yeah, dude.
So
what,
I did.
You don't have any photos of you?
No, it makes you take like a picture, and I did, and then I just never heard back. And the account is still locked. So I don't know.
What the fuck is that?
I know.
They think we're Russian trolls or something.
They definitely probably do.
I mean, I do. I do love Russia.
Whoa.
I do love communism.
Oh, my God.
It's fantastic.
Sweet.
Dictatorships rule.
That was really weird, though. And it was very strange.
Yeah, I don't really get
that. And I was making a business page, so it wasn't like... You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I wasn't like making a profile or whatever, so you'd think. I don't know. It was very strange.
Man, yeah. I mean, all this social media platforms these days and everything, they've gotten their shit just so fucked up. Because how they, I guess, initially entered the realm or whatever, wanted to just be free information and everything. They didn't do a hard enough job actually vetting different types of people that were using their stuff and everything, and now they're like kind of cracking back on it and trying to take a little bit more responsibility, although I don't think they really want to. Like Zuckerberg was like, we're not a media company, even though like if you poll like whatever how many people, like the majority of them, and it's usually old fucks that
they've got TV shows now.
Yeah, they got TV shows.
Although that Tom Brady documentary was good. I wish I never watched it.
I didn't watch it.
I wish I didn't because it made me... Because I liked Tom Brady in it.
Then I'm definitely not going to watch it.
Well, that's why I don't like Hard Knocks either, because it's making me like the Browns a little bit, and I don't want to like the Browns.
Yeah, but they're like the lovable loser. They're not going to do shit. Hugh Jackson's come off terrible this season.
Hugh Jackson, it makes me so happy that Hugh Jackson is not our coach watching this.
Although, like, I dig what he's about. He's started like a whole organization for combating human trafficking.
Oh, that's awesome.
And everything like that. And like, apparently he has some really like more intimate knowledge and like, has dealt with the situation. He hasn't like really
with human trafficking.
Yeah. Like, just when he was coming out with the organization and everything, he was talking about how it's like, we've experienced this personally, blah, 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 but like didn't really go into it and stuff like that. So
you know who else is really big into that is Ashton Kutcher.
He's into human trafficking.
Yeah, into combating it. He's like really. He's like.
I don't know. You have to specify these things.
He's deep. He's all in like the tech world. He's invested in like all kinds of companies.
I know he's done a lot
stuff.
Of investing and does a lot of tech work and shit like that. Does he have an app? Does he have like?
I think he just invests in apps and stuff because he was talking about on the Dax Shepard podcast about how he was he turned down investing in Uber when it first came out, and he was bummed out by that.
What a noob.
Yeah.
that sucks. But yeah, I mean, human trafficking is like a legitimate issue.
Yeah.
I remember right before the first preseason, the Hall of Fame game or whatever, I read this article and it was about this one nun who she goes to all these big events and like talks to the organizers to pass out these bars of soap that like has like a number on it for like girls to call and stuff like that. And like, all this setup, because a lot of these big events is where a lot of the stuff goes down, where they have like the Super Bowl or the dog's barking. She's that's a very vicious attack dog.
If we can't hear that.
Jasper, stop it. But yeah, like, around these big events, a lot of human trafficking, or a lot of, I guess, younger prostitute women are bussed into these areas to help do stuff, or, like, sexual things in, like, different hotels or, like, whatever, and, which is, like, crazy. Like, the whole article, I'm gonna have to forward it to you when I, like, look it back up. That shit is insane, and it makes me, like, makes me, like, ugh. Just sick.
Do you remember the story from, I think maybe it was like a year ago, I can't remember, but the woman, the flight attendant on the airplane, that she spotted, like, she had a feeling that something was going on with the girl that was with this dude, and she, like, I think they slipped a note in the restroom or something, and anyway, she was, like, being trafficked.
That's crazy.
I know.
The shit goes on a lot more than you would think, and, like, the article goes into detail about how it can be happening, like, right on your own street. Like, there was a story of this one girl who basically, she had this boyfriend in high school, and he basically just, like, got her into it and stuff. Like, it's insane. It's crazy, but she was just, like, a normal girl from, like, the suburbs in, like, Illinois or something like that, and
there was there was a big thing up in, like, not Hunt Valley, but it was, like, further north. Like, some dude, I think he lived in Pennsylvania. I shouldn't say it. I don't remember. But he was, like, big into that. It was, like, a big bust they did against him because he was, like, it's crazy. It's true. Like you said, on your own street, you don't even realize it.
Yeah.
Man, maybe we should, the Red Light should get in on some kind of fundraising for this or something.
Yeah.
Or participating in some kind of,
it's a big issue. That would be something I'd actually be really pumped and getting behind, because...
Yeah, we gotta get behind that. Combating it, not doing it.
And it makes me, like, after reading the article, like, I've, over the years, obviously, become more mature and, like, everything, but I remember back in college, one of my buddies, is from New Jersey, so it says a lot, but liked to frequent certain massage parlors.
Oh, yeah.
where they may have gotten certain...
Alleged.
happy endings. But I'm just, like, thinking now, I was like, all those girls are probably, like, fucking just trafficked in there. None of them were doing that shit.
Or they're like you'll work here until you pay it off. Or whatever, but you never do it. Yeah.
It's never. That's and shit awful. Like that. It's fucking crazy. World's fucking depressing. And to pivot to an equally weird, depressing topic, because I think we were talking about it last week or on the pod before, but Louis C.K. made a appearance, like, for stand-up. He did a, like, 15-minute surprise set.
Oh, really?
Up in New York. Did you not see this?
Mm-mm. No, I didn't see it.
Yeah, so he did a, like, 15-minute set on at this one comedy club, and I was reading about it, and, like, a lot of the women felt uncomfortable, but he actually got a, like, kind of, like, ovation when he came on, and a lot of the men, I guess, in the audience seemed to be more supportive or whatever, and apparently made this, like, one rape whistle joke that was really fucking awkward, apparently, because that's, like, the comedy that he always did.
Yeah.
Apparently, like, the joke started about how, like, rape whistles, I don't know, aren't clean. I don't know. I didn't listen to any of it or hear any of it.
But. Yeah, we can't. Yeah, it's tough to do someone else's material. But it is true, because that's, I mean, he obviously wasn't going to, like, stay away for forever. You know, he's going to lay low until, like, when was that? What was that back in, it was like almost a year ago, right?
When it all. I don't even think that long ago where the hammer really fell.
It's a weird thing when you try to get, it's like, do you own it or do you, like, it's like, where do you, or do you ignore it completely? You can't ignore it completely, you know? So I guess he's, like, trying to, I don't know.
Yeah, and I get, like, I mean, his apology was kind of bullshit.
I remember. I don't really
remember. He didn't just really just own up to being, like, a fucking creep that he was, like, jerking off on fucking girls, which is...
Well, not on them, but he was pulling...
Look, he was... semantics. He's pulling his hat. He's like, can I masturbate in front of you? These girls that, you know, like, it's just, it's weird. The whole thing is fucking weird. And I'm really conflicted on how this, because, like, I mean, I guess he's not facing criminal charges.
No, he didn't face any charges.
And I don't, like, there's part of me that was like, you shouldn't, like, if you're not in jail or something, and you're still, like, a free citizen, there's an element that, I get, you shouldn't be prevented from being able to make an income, but I don't think he's done the adequate amount of, like, well, just like, doing, like, retributional type work, trying to work with, like, people that have gone through this stuff, trying to, like, show how he's learned and matured off of this type of situation, or grew, or, like, anything, which is, like, weird, because, like, he hasn't really come out and really, like, owned up to it fully and really shown the public how he's trying to change, which I feel like if you're going to try to come back, and especially when you're a stand-up comedian and you're like just up there in front of people and you're, it was more of a public eye, and you do something, and something like this happens, I feel like you, to really be able to get back into doing something like that, you really need to show that you know that you fucked up and you are very understanding like what you did, and you have to like,
yeah. But his thing is, he doesn't have to do that though. Like, he was one of the first comedians to start that, like, I've made a special, I'm gonna put it up for $5 online, and he made millions off doing that. So the people who like him, they're not probably gonna stop liking him because he was jerking off on girls or whatever. So he probably does, it's like he already,
but it's still like a workplace type
situation. Oh no, I'm not saying he shouldn't do that, but I'm saying that he doesn't have to, you know, like he probably doesn't have that sense of like, I'm gonna lose everything. And I'm not saying that's right, I'm just saying I feel like that's probably where he's, but
like,
at.
I wouldn't equate it, because like, I mean, comedians, like, it's looked at a little differently because they're up on the stage by themselves. Mm-hmm. But like, all comedians, they talk, they hang out, they do stuff together, they work together. So it's kind of like a work kind of place environment, even though it's not your traditional workplace environment.
Yeah.
So imagine if, like, somebody that you worked with got fired for masturbating in front of, like, women or whatever, and then just, like, 6 months later just showed back up working again.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, I don't know. They'd be fired and never allowed to work there again.
True.
Especially without going through some sort of shit that you have to like prove yourself that you actually are changed and have changed, or trying to like change or realize the error of your ways and are trying to better yourself and like the world around you or something like that.
I mean, the comedy world is different too. Like, they're all sound crazy.
Well, I mean, there's an element of craziness to anybody, I think, that just wants to be the center of attention.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I like being the center of attention, but, like, I don't stand in front of
like, I feel,
audiences of people.
Yeah. I wonder what is up with that. Like, he's still, like, I wonder if, like, he's probably still hanging out. Like, I wonder what his, the perception of him is within the comedy world, like, other comedians. Like, I wonder what.
Well, that's the thing. Some comedians have come out.
But that's the thing. Like, but Michael, like, they Che come out. I'm talking about, like, Michael, not Ian in Black the public.
Have come out being like, I think he, like, deserves a second chance, blah, 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 all this shit. And then there's some comedians be like, well, he didn't really fucking
but that's
stand
the thing.
Up for
but,
any of the shit that he did. Yeah. He didn't really, like,
I mean, like, behind the scenes, though, because you could be like, oh, give him a second chance just so you publicly look like someone who's forgiving, and then behind this, you're like, fuck that guy, he's weird, jerking off on girls. You know what I mean? Like, I want I want to know what the true, behind-the-scenes opinion of him, which we won't know because I'm not comedians.
Yeah, we're not in that world. There's been times that I've really thought about wanting to try to
You need to infiltrate, and we're going to find out.
I just want to do some stand-up because I watch a shit ton of stand-up, and it's cool. And I know it's hard as fuck, and you're really putting yourself out there, and you have to be acceptable with failure really hard and everything, which is cool, whatever. I get it. I can be in front of three people. I kind of like having a microphone, being the center of attention.
Why'd you go? You should be doing open. I know there's open mic nights downtown.
I gotta like actually like write jokes and shit like that.
Just write some, write 10 minutes or whatever.
I'm not super good at that shit, I don't think.
So you just want to be a comedian?
Well, like, I want to do it. No, I want to actually, like, really work on it. I just don't know. I don't know where to start, I guess, a little bit. Maybe I should just
think of a premise, like,
fucking do it.
Airplane, just start with the airplane jokes. those peanuts or whatever, the snacks. See?
Man, I was on going on an airplane the other night, and woo, I got to second base just by one of the TSA agents. I haven't been to second base in 3 years. Like, some bullshit like that. Hopefully my delivery will be a little bit better. I do have kind of a thing that I want to do where I'm telling a story and I want to have like somebody with like an electric guitar, like Tristan or something, just like coming in like with like little like weirum, like, oh shit. God. Like make jokes or like just playing like smooth jazz like in the, or like something in the background, which is like, I don't know. This is a work in progress. Right, yeah. This is patent pending, if anybody, if I see any of you motherfuckers out there listening to this podcast.
No one's whatever.
Shut the fuck up. It's a good idea, I think.
Oh my god.
But yeah, it's really weird. Like, this whole... Yeah, it's just... It really made me think, like, I don't know how I even feel about him doing stand-up again. And, like, we've gone to the point where we want to call these motherfuckers out. These shitty-ass people that have been abusing power and fucking over women for a while and shit like that. But like, where, and I guess like we should have like a woman on.
I mean, he did ask them.
That's but you
Louis is the only one where I'm like very torn with how I feel about that whole situation, because I think there's something wrong with him. Like, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, no shit, something's wrong with him. Why? No normal fucking guy is going to be in a room with some woman that he's not, like, in a relationship with and be like, hey, can I start fucking jacking off here?
But he's like...
That's not normal behavior. It's crazy.
It is definitely insane behavior. I think he's in a hotel, too. But it's true.
It doesn't matter where it was.
But that makes it weirder for some reason.
Well, no, that fucking Weinstein shit, just jerking off into a pot plant.
Well,
that's weird. It's all fucking crazy and weird. I don't understand any of it.
That had the element of like holding stuff over people's heads and jobs and stuff.
Well, yeah,
that
I mean, all these motherfuckers for the most part are usually in some sort of position of power, and it's usually, and I don't know how much of a sexual thing it is and how much of a using your power to do whatever the fuck you want sort of thing it is, but it's always, well, not always, but it's a majority, like, men.
Is the Louis thing power, or is that just, that might have just been sexual.
I think it was like aspiring actresses or something.
No, they were comedians, I think.
Well, yeah, exactly, aspiring comedians.
No, but I think they were, established comedians.
Established comedians, but you know what I'm saying, like, he's a pillar of, he was like a pillar of stand-up comedy, like, one of the tops, like, one of the best ever.
And writing, people don't.
And writing,
he writes all kinds of places.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure he wrote Pootie Tang.
He did help write Pootie Tang. Him and Chris Rock wrote Pootie Tang. Love that movie.
That movie's awful.
It's fantastic.
I haven't seen that movie forever.
Sadate. You saw, he had the belt that he would just like whip off real quick, like whip people in the face with the belt, and then just throw it back in, and it would just go through the loops and click back in. That movie's underrated, first of all.
I don't know about that.
Whatever. Rewatch it.
I will rewatch it.
Don't know if it's on any streaming platforms via...
It can't be much money to buy.
Probably not. Yeah. I just don't think it's streaming on anything because, you know, one of the writers was jerking off on girls.
I'll find it. I'll find it.
But, back to my whole point, it's like, we're starting to call out these motherfuckers that are doing shitty stuff. But I think something that we just haven't really talked about or really addressed is what is like the kind of road, I guess, to recovery, or what is the line of like that sort of type of thing?
I don't know, because now it's like the complete other way almost, where like if you even have anything, if someone says something even remotely bad at you, you get fired from everything, you're effed. So it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, but is there a way of penance, some sort of penance, some sort of, like, just some, like, what is that? What is the next step? So we like, call these motherfuckers out for what their shit is, but then what do we do with these people, I guess? Like, what is the next
well, it depends. Line for them? I mean, it probably depends on, like, and I guess, if yeah. it was, like, a crime well, and you need to, like, go to the court system. You know what I mean?
Well, right, like, obviously. Yeah. Like, these motherfuckers should be persecuted to the extent of the law, as far as that will go, or whatever. So, if people want to take them to trial and yeah. bring them on criminal charges, I'm all for that type of shit. And these motherfuckers need to, yeah, either serve time or community service or whatever the fuck needs to happen off of that. But should, like, so...
But that's the thing, we should leave it... Yeah, it should go to the court yeah, system.
But even, like, people that, I don't know, have done serious crimes and have they've done their time in jail, they come back out and they can get jobs, even though it's really fucking hard and shit like that, but then they're still back in society and need to be functional people of society that have jobs at work, that do shit,
yeah.
that are productive after serving the time for the shit that they've done. So... And, like, in these cases where these people aren't necessarily serving time for the shit that they've done, what do they do to basically replace that? What are they... They're not really being held... I don't know.
Well, like, I would think in the case of Louis, he probably had quite a financial loss.
Oh, 100%.
So, I mean, if it's not going to get taken to court, I mean, that's the next... You know, if he's not going to be charged with anything, I guess his punishment was losing probably millions of dollars. So, I mean, that's got to hurt also. Make yeah. you rethink doing stuff. I mean, I don't know. I mean...
Yeah, I don't know either.
I mean, and, it's different yeah. with, like, what's his... Weinstein, because he...
Well, that motherfucker should be going to jail. And he's being brought up on charges.
Well, that's what I'm... that, I hope, you know, that dude fucking that takes rots for the rest of his fucking life. That kind of one takes care of itself. I mean, I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, we should probably, when we start talking about this, should have a woman on.
Yeah, see, yeah, this like is that. Two just two males talking
although
about.
Although we have no power.
That's true. I don't have much power.
I have zero.
Yeah, you have zero. I've got a little more than just.
And any facet of my life. Zero power. but, yeah, I guess we got a little heavy in this first round of stuff, but... Let's take a quick break, come back, and we'll try to be a little bit more lighter. Lighter topics or something like that. And we're back. So what? You had some question you wanted to ask me?
What is your favorite color?
Blue.
Oh, so it's mine.
Really?
Yeah. So I was looking up what your favorite color means about you.
Oh, okay. What does blue mean about us?
Blue is the color of trust and responsibility, according...
Oh, that doesn't really... Responsibility.
People who love blue tend to seek stability above all else. You may also be a nostalgic person who dislikes change in your routine.
I love nostalgia.
You value trusting, don't stable relationships and are known as a reliable, giving friend. You are you are genuine and sincere, and it may take a while for others to earn your trust, but once they do, they have it for life. See, I didn't know your favorite color was blue, so this would have been more interesting if we had different favorite colors.
Well, what you're saying... No, I've always been a blue guy. It's just always resonated with me. I love the water. I'm an Aquarius.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
blue,
this...
Blue has always been, I don't know, a big part of, like, my life. It's always been, like, my favorite color. But what is some of the other colors mean? Like, what's your second favorite color?
Probably green. Do you have any colors, like, when someone tells you what their favorite color is, you're like, oh, that's your favorite color, or, like, you judge them?
Yellow?
Orange?
Yellow, I judge.
I judge orange, so that's close. That's in the same thing.
Interesting. I don't think anyone in my history of life has ever said that their favorite color is orange.
Yeah, that's not a good color to like.
I like the Orioles. Orange and black is... fantastic, but
that's no true. One's I like tigers.
Colors on, yeah, tigers are fire. Although Siberian, like the white Siberians look better.
Oh yeah, they do. they definitely. This is what it says about yellow lovers. Yeah, that is.
Easy, Kevin. Just chill, man.
Yellow lovers are often fun, cheerful, and known for their sunny dispositions. Mm. You likely are full of creative ideas, but generally need help making those ideas a reality. You prefer to befriend a small number of like-minded people as opposed to being a part of larger, less intimate social groups. Okay. Oh, you like chess and crossword puzzles, but can sometimes chess give advice or information puzzles? On topics you don't know much about. Yeah, it sounds...
Although, that kind of fits. There's somebody in my history of life that was her favorite color is yellow, and that actually makes sense.
Oh, well, interesting.
What about green?
Green, like, I think, is my crazy. Green was my second favorite color. Of all the
black is my second favorite color.
Of all the colors, green indicates the greatest balance between the head and the heart, and is often associated with equilibrium. However, because you often seek balance in life, you can become anxious when you do not feel you have it. Lovers of green are often practical, have high moral standards, and enjoy being a part of a group or community.
Interesting. Where are you getting this info from?
You know, it came from some study or something. The website's not important.
So it's definitely sketchy.
It's not
an academic article that you're referring to get this information from, is it?
It's called Empower Yourself with ColorPsychology.com. Which I found by a website called HelloGiggles.com.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You found it through HelloGiggles.com?
No, I found it through Googling, but then I found that website via Googling.
Why were you on HelloGiggles.com?
I wasn't. I was Googling what your favorite color means about you, and that's the first one that popped up.
Oh.
That seemed reliable.
Okay.
I don't know if black is on this list.
Do they have special gym sites that will align my chakra that I can buy from this website as well?
Black is on this list.
Yeah?
Those who love black are all about prestige and power, and sometimes may take themselves a little too seriously for their own good. You may also keep people at arm's length and maintain a cold exterior, but only because you're secretly trying to protect yourself from hurt or harm. In many ways, black is the color of protection, as it allows you to retreat from others while dealing with your own inner world and emotions.
No, so this all makes sense, though.
Emo
kids wearing all black and stuff like that. That actually fits their description, like, perfectly. How many colors does it have? Does it really go into, like, a lot of different colors? What about gray? Is gray on there?
No, it has black, gold, orange.
Gold.
Golds are incredibly unique and charismatic.
What's your favorite color is gold?
I would be... that's just annoying. If you're like, what's your favorite color? Gold. Like, what?
Yeah, everything I own is gold.
Gold.
I painted my walls gold. My shoes are gold.
Oh, my God.
That's obnoxious.
That is obnoxious.
Whatever. You don't have to even explain to me what being a gold lover is. I already know. If you like your color to be gold, you're a fucking whack person that I'm probably not going to be friends with.
That shouldn't even be that. It's got
also,
pink.
Also, please, and anyone out there.
Blue was number one. I think blue is probably a very common favorite color.
Blue is great. It's soothing.
I love blue.
There's the different shades of it are always very nice.
A lot of great shades of blue.
Yeah, it looks good. I look good in blue. Another reason. A lot of my clothes are actually blue.
I don't think I own a lot of blue clothing.
Really?
Jeans are blue.
See, I don't actually own a lot of jeans.
You don't own a lot of jeans?
I'm not a jean. I don't really like jeans.
I have a lot of pairs of jeans.
You love your Levi 45s or whatever the fuck
they are. 511s.
511s.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like all about that shit. Yeah,
they're so comfy.
They're so comfortable. You have to work them in.
Yeah, but that's a process, you know?
I only had one really comfy pair of jeans and I spent like over $100 on them. They was like, I forget what brand. They weren't Lucky. It was like Artful Dodge. Some brand of jean that was really popular at the time. This was like high school. Early college or some shit like that.
What were those called?
Those
bell-bottom jeans that everyone had back in the day. That all the goth kids got from Hot Topic.
No.
God, what were those called?
What? Bell-bottom jeans?
You don't remember those? They're not bell-bottom.
How old are you? Did you remember, grow up in the 70s?
You don't remember those jeans that they were... They weren't even bell-bottoms. It was like all leg. God, what were those called?
Who wore these?
Oh, like the goth kids. Hold on. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
You were
about
a tiny bit
scene.
More into that scene than I was.
I was not into the scene. What are you talking about? God, what were these called?
Spill canvas.
It's gonna kill me.
Spill canvas lovers.
That was Hawthorne Heights.
I was talking to somebody the other day, and I was like, "Oh, my one friend used to be really like emo back in the day. Hold on. And I grabbed the picture of our, like, junior prom photo.
Nah.
And your hair is insane.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It is out of fucking control. It is, first of all, it's thick as hell.
I got a thick head of hair on me.
It was real thick, but then it was, like, just grown shaggy down.
Yeah.
Over, like, your eyebrows and, like, everything. And I was like, whoa. I can't believe we used to, like...
I can't believe we had a like they like that. We had like a hair policy at school back
well,
then.
Well, yeah, but it was shoulders. Couldn't touch your shoulders, right?
I don't think they let it get near that long.
I don't know. I had different hair than most white people that went to our private school, so it was a little different.
Yeah, that's a good point. Hold on, God, I cannot find the name of these jeans.
It's probably not worth looking up, honestly. They sound like shit.
They were.
Were they comfy? Is that what you're saying?
No,
these weren't the jeans that I was wearing.
Oh my God, this is gonna kill me.
These were not the whatever jeans you're talking about were not whatever I was wearing.
Well, I definitely don't.
It might have been Lucky Jeans. I don't think they were. I think they were like Artful Dodger or some other brand like that. But they were super fucking comfy and super soft and shit like that. But I'm not paying that much money for jeans ever again. I don't really like jeans that much. I'm a big,
Oh, JNCO jeans.
Oh, my God. Jeans. All right, okay. No, yeah. I remember JNCO jeans.
Oh, my... Yeah, I mean... Those are crazy.
JNCO jeans are the one, like... It's a weird, there's a crossover between... They were popular in the hip hop community and also the emo community, which I feel like there's not a lot of crossover there.
It wasn't even emo back then. It was like goth. I feel like it was the split from whatever, because that was like 90s, wasn't it? Wasn't that 90s?
Well, goth was where it was just.
I feel like Limp Bizkit was rocking these back in the day.
I don't know what the. All I know is Fred Durst had that backwards fucking red cap.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you know you'll be loving this shit right here. Ew.
That's a solid.
Oh my God. If you guys want a good laugh, please do yourself a favor and Google JNCO jeans. Those things are insane.
These must have gotten just nasty on like the bottoms when you.
Well, the dudes that are wearing them are already fucking nasty. So, God, goes with it.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I don't really have any style nowadays. I just wear jeans and a t-shirt most of the time. Like 90% of the time. I like dressing up now. But when I was a kid, I used to hate dressing up.
Well, yeah.
Oh, we also had to like wear ties every day.
We had to wear ties.
Now I love wearing a suit.
Sports jacket.
I love rocking a suit now.
I can do that shit like all the time.
Yeah.
I like look for... I want to be invited to places where I can wear a suit because I generally like it so much, and like when I can't wait to the day when I like finally make it like
tailored.
Tailor-made. I want to get a fucking tailored like Italian suit. It's just gonna be so nice. I can't wait to that. Although I don't wear suits for like anything other than like weddings, occasional gala here and there.
Apparently, the place to get nice, cheap, tailored suits, China. It's like $15.
Oh, actually, our one buddy, Joey. Little Joey.
Don't call people Little Joey.
Well, whatever. It's a descriptor. You looked at me like you didn't know who the fuck I was talking about. Whatever. But he's getting married to a Taiwanese woman, and they're doing a wedding over there, but he used to live out there for a couple years.
$15 suits?
He said it's really cheap. I don't know exactly how cheap, but he's like, you can get really cheap, tailored, good fabric suits over there. And I'm like... I'm coming to your wedding because he's doing one over there and a wedding over here.
Oh, that's good.
Because she's obviously from there and everything, so they want to do one over there and one over here and stuff like that. But I'm like, I'm coming to the Taiwan one because, first of all, I don't have any real excuse to go there.
Yes. Ever.
And now I'll have like a hookup. Apparently, we're going to try a little shark fin stew.
Oh.
Which is like illegal as fuck.
Oh, Jesus.
But they still do it for
oh my God.
They do it for like really special occasions over there, and he's like, it's really good. And
I don't approve of this. I'm all about it.
I'm all about it. But I'm just gonna go over there and get a suit for the wedding. He's like, you can just get it, it'll be ready like really good. Really soon and shit like that.
That's sweet. Yeah, that's what I'm here. I mean, the guy busts out a ruler. measures you up.
Tape measure, not a ruler.
Measures you up on that tape ruler.
You can't get the contour of someone's body with a fucking ruler.
I feel like, you know, the price you're paying, they might, you know.
I feel like tape measures are cheaper than rulers, to be honest with you.
You could probably just make one. It doesn't have to be that accurate. You're just like, yeah, whatever. You're only paying $15.
It's kind of prejudiced the way
this,
you're...
Where's this you're, cheap you're linen coming showing from?
Taiwan. All the fucking, I don't know, illegal child-run factories over in the fucking Pacific East. I don't know.
Man.
I don't ask questions like that. I don't ask where they're getting the shark fins from.
That's awful.
The shark fin suit.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Not going to ask where they get the super cheap, nice-ass fabric from either.
Jesus. I mean...
Whatever, man. Get out of here with these judging eyes.
Well, this reminds me of... So, Rachel and I were watching this show on HBO, which is amazing, called Sharp Objects with Amy Adams, who, if we throw back to our...
I saw the previous
Who is our celebrity crush thing from last week?
Uh-huh.
Amy Adams is.
She's pretty cute.
She is awesome. This show was so... We started watching it on, like, Friday, I think, maybe Thursday. We ended up... I mean, there's only 8 episodes, but we binged the whole thing over the...
Really?
Oh, I actually watched... Good.
I literally watched, like, 20 minutes of one.
Of the episodes?
Yeah, and she has, like, this mom or whatever.
Yeah,
who's, like, sketchy
and
shit. And it was, like, the mom had invited over this police officer into, like, this upper room.
Yeah.
Like, during some big party.
With the ivory floors.
Trying to fuck him.
Oh, no, she wasn't trying to fuck...
See, I don't know. I just hopped in. I'm like, oh, is she trying to fuck this guy?
Well, that's what made me think of it. That scene, actually, because...
With the ivory floors.
Yeah, she's showing him the ivory floors.
Which is, first of all,
she's
insane.
Like, she's like, this is before we knew about Endangered or something. I was like, oh, they knew.
No, it's not that they didn't
just
know.
Stealing
elephant...
Yeah, they didn't give a stealing elephant teeth. But anyway, that show was good. Oh, my God.
Really?
There's only 8 episodes, because it's an adaptation of the book... It's a book, and
called
it's
Sharp Object.
It's from the, I don't know what the name of the, it might have been, I guess, probably. The writer is the same woman who wrote Gone Girl, which was very popular.
Oh, I didn't see Gone Girl.
I didn't see
but
it either.
I was actually just talking to somebody recently who read that book and watched the movie.
I read the book. I'm honestly, if I knew, I'm glad I didn't know that it was based on the book she wrote, because I hated that book so much. That if I knew that this show was based on a book that she wrote, I probably wouldn't have even watched it. But I'm glad I didn't know that, because this show was awesome.
Oh, wow. Well, like, the person that I knew, they watched the movie first, then read the book to see how different it was,
basically,
or whatever. And she's not somebody that actually watches a lot of movies.
Oh, yeah.
And everything. Didn't know who Robert De Niro was.
Whoa.
Was like, what?
What?
But
well, I guess
she really
is she younger?
She's like 2 years younger than us.
I was gonna say, because if it was like someone my sister's age, I could see them maybe not knowing who Robert De Niro is.
I bet your sister would know who Robert De Niro
is. I think
is.
She would too, but I'm saying
I probably saw The Intern.
I love The Intern.
She's definitely seen Meet the Parents. Most people see Meet the Parents.
I'm just saying, I could give that movie came out like 20 years ago.
Yeah, but I feel like it might be replayed on cable all the time. I don't
it
know.
Probably
I don't
is.
Watch a lot of
yeah.
cable.
But I'm saying I could give that more
maybe
leeway.
Maybe I'm just getting old. I don't even
you know. Are. We are.
She's not. She's only 2 years younger than
yeah.
me. That's not.
Isn't that a bummer? That movie came out in like 2000. It's like 18
God, did it really come
ago.
Out that?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I know.
Like
yeah. The Matrix, too.
No, slowly just getting older and... realizing I don't fit, and I went out in Towson a couple weeks ago.
Let's go to the Kent.
No, well, I ended up at the Kent, didn't initially go there, and then I went to this other bar. It's very collegey area. There's Towson University, and then there's most of those bars are just filled with the douchiest guys. I used to come out to these places and used to hang out in these types of crews. I don't remember, maybe it's just like looking back on it.
It's because when you're in it, you don't realize it.
When you're like 22, 23, yeah, you definitely don't realize it. But I walked through that thing, I'm like, you fucking all are losers. All of you are fucking losers.
Whoa.
It's a lot of smoke shows.
But then
I was like, but like, so, like, in this weird young age, like, walking into this one bar, the girl in front of me literally got denied because she had a fake, and I'm like, I am at the wrong place. I don't even... I should not be going to
Turtle.
Yeah.
Oh God.
I should not be frequenting these places anymore. I'm past that.
Well, I went to Towson, and I remember when I first moved into the the apartments, but it's all the kids that go to Towson and stuff.
Yeah.
It was all, I remember all the license plates in there were New Jersey, New York.
It's still a lot of that.
I don't understand. Like, how did that happen?
I mean, a lot of New Jersey kids, I mean, it's not far.
It's only yeah, a it's just hour like, drive oh, we want to be like out of state, but not really.
Yeah, and I went to school in Philly, and a lot of the kids that I went to school with were from New Jersey.
Yeah.
And I was always like, I'm from Towson. They're like, oh, like we looked at Towson, like a lot of them
yeah.
looked at Towson and stuff. Interesting. New friends that went to Towson and stuff like that.
This is weird how that happens, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of schools. I mean, like, within the Mid-Atlantic region and, like, Northeast and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know how Towson really became the New Jersey, New York hub, because, like, Loyola's not like that. Although Loyola's standards are a bit higher. It's yeah. like Loyola's an honors college or some shit like that. But whatever. Yeah, but... We're getting old.
Man. I haven't been out in Towson in like 6 years.
Probably. I never go out in Towson anymore. I'm just like,
I mean, I really get dinner in Towson, up, but like, then I leave before it gets.
Towson Tavern's nice. It's next to the Rec Room. It's a little higher scale.
Yeah, yeah. I know that.
Like
yeah.
a little bit more for working adults as opposed yep. to college going soon.
Kyoto is down there. My favorite. Rotating sushi bar. I love that place.
Let's hit that shit up again, man. I haven't actually gotten sushi in a little bit.
I could eat it every day. Every single day.
Yeah, I mean, I've seafood, everything.
I haven't had sushi in a while either. Rachel and I like rotating a lot. I'd definitely be down to go there.
Yeah, rotating's dangerous, though, because they just got this conveyor belt of yeah. dank sushi just rotating in front of you. And yes. you're like, oh, that looks awesome. I'm going to grab it. And before you know it, you got a stack yeah. of plates that is like
that bill wraps your eyeballs. Up pretty quick.
You're like, shit.
Yeah, you got to really monitor yourself and not go in there too hungry.
Oh yeah.
They have like a thing on the wall where it's like the record for the most plates. It was like 50 plates. I was like, I could definitely eat 50 plates. I don't want to pay.
I don't want to pay
50 plates like, worth
$500.
Yeah, I know. And they don't even like. There's no sign that says like, oh, if you beat the record, it's free. So there's no even. So like,
no. The only incentive is to have what your name yeah, on you're... the wall and some rotating sushi bar yeah. 1,000 for some, no reason.
Like a shitty Polaroid.
I would have to be, yeah. Again, I have not. If I had that type of money, I would have several tailored Italian suits by now.
I found the Texas Roadhouse that does that challenge. Oh, so I was wrong about the challenge a few pods ago when I talked about what the challenge is.
Oh, at Texas Roadhouse.
Texas Roadhouse. What'd you say? The one that does this, it's like $75, I think, that you have to pay. But if you win, you don't have to pay. The closest one's like 2 hours away. So this is what you have to
wait,
eat.
What is all of it? Yeah.
You have to eat a 5 pound steak.
A 5 pound steak? I'm out. I can't. Oh my God.
I
that's
can do
insane.
It. It's a five.
That's insane. It's that is a small dog.
It's a 5 pound steak, salad. I think it's a loaded baked potato, 4 rolls, and a side of applesauce. I think I can do it.
Why even throw the applesauce in there?
I don't know.
That's a weird throw in.
No, see, the applesauce is key because that's what you save that for when you're like getting I forget what that guy from that food challenge show used to call it. It's like taste fatigue or whatever when you're eating too much of the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Like I remember the episode where he was trying to eat this big ass sundae and he's like, it's too much ice cream, I can't keep going. So he ordered a side of French fries and everyone's like, what are you doing? And he's like, no, I need the salt to make me want the sweet again. You know that dude had like
only this gluttony. That dude, I don't even know if I approve of any of this.
That dude had to quit the show because he was like gonna die.
Yeah, no
like,
shit. Yeah, no fucking shit.
Yeah, you only eat like, so your heart
burgers the size of his torso.
And he could do it.
And like, yeah.
He didn't fail that many. Like, he won a bunch of them.
Yeah, the human body is not made to, like, do shit like that. And I know he had, like, a doctor that he would check up with regularly to probably be like, yo, was everything in order?
You gotta push it. You gotta push yourself to the limit. It's all mental barriers.
Some of physical. It's physical.
some
Some of that shit is 100% physical. There's but only so much shit you can fucking throw. Like, your stomach can expand like a motherfucker, but not that much.
Yeah,
but well, only to a certain extent, I guess. And, like, I guess you have to train for that type of shit. Like, the people that do competitive eating, they, like, literally train their stomachs to be able to, like, expand, like, larger and stuff like that. But, first of all, none of this seems...
I could never do that.
It's all fucked up.
The competitive eating, like, once... I'm so not into dunking food in water. Like, that, for some reason, like...
You've always fixated on that.
That messes me up so bad.
It's only hot dogs that you do that.
Yeah, that's gross. That's soggy bread. Ugh. I want to do the Texas Roadhouse Challenge, though. I think we should go.
You're not going to do it. You're going to pay $75.
No, no, I'm going
to
do it.
Are you ready to pay $75? I think you have an... You're not going to do it.
You have 1 hour.
Let's fucking go do this.
I will do it. I'm down. All right. It is, like, 2 hours away, though. It's in Virginia. What? It's in Virginia.
Oh, the one that does the challenge?
Yeah.
I was like, there's ones closer than that.
No, no, yeah, you have to go to this one that does it.
So we're going to drive 2 hours for you to fail.
I'm going
to
do it.
You're not going to eat 5 pounds of steak along with bread and applesauce and what else?
A salad, I think.
Salad.
I think it might be a baked potato in there, too.
Jesus Christ, you're not going to do this.
I could definitely do it. It's just
why,
like,
do you think you
like
can
how
do
many
this?
Ounces is 5 pounds? If 16, what's 16 times 5?
Isn't 16 ounces a pound?
Yeah, so 16 times 5. What is that?
32,
64, 76. This is taking this way too
long. That's wrong.
No, that's right. Wait, hold on.
No, actually, no, I think that... Well, it's not going to be 6.
No, it's 6. Oh, wait.
So there's people listening to this right now. They're like, you dumbasses. It's 80, right, yeah.
It's 80. Okay, so 80-ounce steak. So maybe it wasn't 5 pounds.
80-ounce steak.
It might have been, actually. 80-ounce steak, that is a big... Because when you, you get like a...
No,
that would be like 10 regular steaks you get at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Aren't most like 8-ounce steaks.
Along with a salad, bread, rolls, whatever. Fucking baked potato, possibly, and applesauce as the palate.
Oh, no, here it is. Okay, I got it. It's a 4-pound steak.
Oh.
So 64 ounces.
I also don't 100% know that 16 ounces is a pound.
It is, it is.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure. All right, here it is. This is it. Yeah, it's a 4-pound steak. Oh, wait, okay, you get a free t-shirt and a free meal. Well, that is the meal you get.
Yeah.
Yeah, an hour. Yeah. It's
you also get a free a rack of ribs afterwards.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, so it's a salad, a 64-ounce steak, 4 rolls, and a side of and a dish of applesauce.
That's insane.
I think
64-ounce steak.
Look at
why
that.
Why do you think you can eat
look
that?
At that picture? It's
I'm
the,
looking at this
it's
right
the
now.
Full plate.
Oh my
it's
god!
A,
that's
entire...
the biggest steak I've ever seen in my life.
If anything, it'd be worth. It you know at the end, if you can't do it you're like well I just got a 4-pound steak
and you're gonna feel like shit.
They have pretty good steaks over at Texas Roadhouse.
It's okay.
It's not as bad.
I think I've been to Texas Roadhouse one time and I got ribs.
They have. Oh, you got ribs?
Yeah.
Were they good?
I think so.
They have good rolls because they have this like sugar butter.
The cinnamon sugar.
Oh,
butter. Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
So if anything, you know.
So if anything, you're out $75.
Plus tip.
Plus tip. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. Like,
I think I
no, you're
do
not
it.
Gonna eat that steak. I saw that. I what I had in my mind was a giant steak, and then I saw the picture, and I was like, "That's bigger than what I
thought." It is absurd. Like, it's so big. It is so ridiculously big. Oh yeah, it's in Chantilly, Virginia.
Oh yeah, the sprawling metropolis of Chantilly.
I don't know where that
Virginia.
Is.
Virginia. It's nowhere that we really need to go. So we'll go take a break real quick and we'll be right back.
Oh, Chantilly. Chantilly.
Chantilly, is that how you
go? Oh, it's only 1 hour 22 minutes away.
So, you're looking at this NPR study. What is the study about?
NPR reported on the study. It was a 26-year study.
Jesus.
In 195 countries that from the Global Burden of Diseases study is what it's called, that says pretty definitively that no amount of alcohol is good for you, and that they didn't, that the like one or two glasses of wine theory or alcohol that people said may be good, may actually be all right, like might benefit your heart, but is far outweighed by all of the other
negative effects that could happen.
Yeah.
Well, isn't by like just naturally, I mean, what alcohol is, it's a poison.
Yeah.
It is a poison.
Yeah.
That we're ingesting, and the drunkenness feeling is just the effects of the poison on you.
Yeah.
Hence why you have too much of it, you die.
Yeah, definitely will die.
So, I mean, I guess that's something that we all kind of like really knew, but like, who's asking for this study? So, we don't give a fuck. People have been drinking alcohol for like,
yeah,
as long as they figured out how to ferment shit was thousands of years old.
Here were some of the ones that the points from the study that stood out to me. Alcohol accounts for almost 10% of deaths among people ages 15 to
49. Oh my god. Wait, how much percentage?
10%.
Jesus, that's a lot. That's
so big.
That's a lot.
That's huge.
That's a lot more than I thought.
That's worldwide, or that's in those, you know, 195 countries, but
right.
Drinking alcohol was a leading cause of cancer for people older than 50.
Whoa, wait, alcohol causes cancer?
Apparently, yeah.
This is news to me.
What? Yeah, well, that's what one of the reasons they said that the, here it is, our results show that the safest level of drinking is none. This level is in conflict with most health guidelines, which espouse medical benefits associated with consuming up to 2 drinks per day. The study... Anyway, it's basically saying
I've
that...
I've had 2 drinks since doing this podcast.
Yeah. I mean, but... And that's... No, we've probably had, you know, the standard
heavy
drink.
Forced.
Yeah. There's no way we're hitting that 1 ounce.
Heavy, poor.
So, yeah, I thought this was really interesting because it's one of those things that I think everyone kind of knows, but no one wants to really hear.
Well, right. Yeah, nobody wants to hear that shit.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to stop drinking alcohol. They could be like...
It's so, like, infused with our, like, being humans, I feel
like. Yeah, liquor is, like, like, when you're really depressed, down and out, what do you turn to? Liquor. When you're really happy, really jovial, want to celebrate, what do you turn to? Liquor.
Like I think that's what they're saying is the problem.
Look, at this point in my life, I'm definitely not going to stop drinking because I haven't developed an issue.
This is what an official drink is.
Isn't like what there's like there was some study of what are the, your only organs that really like can repair itself is the liver. So we're good.
I don't know. I think that's like
that was a study.
Yeah, that's.
I saw it on the same site. You got that color
test God.
Thing from. Oh shit, man.
Yeah, so, I mean,
that's well. I mean, it's not like anybody's been like, oh, alcohol. Like, yeah, they said like the red wine for like antioxidants. That's what I always thought it was. Like red wine.
Yeah, I feel like though,
like in Czech Republic, with like. I was living there or whatever. They really believe that beer is an essential like part of like a good balanced diet that gives you nutrients and like how they brew it or whatever and everything too. Like they're just like nobody's gonna stop fucking drinking alcohol from this study.
But see,
it's a bunch of Debbie Downers.
I feel like that might be
there's a bunch of RAs in your dorm room.
Yeah, it's a bunch of RAs. The thing is though, it's like it's just like anything else. The mass produced alcohol is probably. Can't be, you know what I mean? Like, if you're making like some small batch, yeah, like microbrew type thing, or like
if you know what you're doing,
yeah, if you know, I mean, it's gonna taste terrible. I mean, we made beer one time; it was awful. It
tasted fucking terrible.
it was so bad, and it took forever. It took like 2 months. So
did
I mean,
it take that long?
Yeah, shit. I think we did it early, but it did it definitely took like 6 weeks.
It definitely, yeah. I mean. Those that like something like brewing your own beer or whatever, definitely you don't get right on the first try anyway, and we just stopped after that.
That's why you have to like have multiple batches going, like ladder, you know what I mean?
Right.
So like you don't have to wait 2 more months.
Let's start making some liquor.
Yeah, I'd be down. We should probably
try
that again.
Alternative liquor though.
Like what?
Like
like
let's ferment something interesting.
I don't know. That seems like a are we gonna do it? I don't want to just ferment stuff here. Dandelion wine,
isn't that a thing?
I don't know, but I mean, people in prison they ferment whatever. So I mean,
I used to make kombucha, which is basically fermenting tea.
With kombucha, because there's technically alcohol in it, so I think some places can't sell it.
Amount of alcohol. Yeah. And I know they were in talks of like, well, it's regulated, blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, well, that's what we need, more red tape.
I know. Good God.
But
that's like rum cake, although it's probably not as much.
Ooh, my mom makes a banger rum cake. Really? But it is, if you don't drink, you will feel a little buzzed off of it. I remember as like a kid, like because it would be
doesn't soaking. It all burn it out?
No,
because she soaks it.
Well, no, she didn't soak it, but like it would be like there would be like when you cut it, still like liquid.
Oh my god, there's just rum coming out of it. That sounds amazing. So yeah, dang.
She hasn't actually made that cake in a while. I'm gonna actually
get her to make
maybe some. For my birthday, because she always makes me a cake for my birthday still. Because I'm a mama's boy.
Tell her to make that rum cake.
I usually get her to make me like a. Make me a triple chocolate layer cake.
I had some of that last.
It's always done.
Oh yeah, that wasn't your last
dude. She always makes it from scratch. She loves doing that shit. Now she's retired, so I know she'll hook it up and whatever. But maybe I'll ask her for a rum cake this year. I'm old enough. I don't necessarily need a triple chocolate cake anymore. I shouldn't be eating
triple chocolate.
Honestly, I shouldn't be eating cake ever. But
but on your birthday, that's the only birthday, time I. Yeah. But it's like always someone's birthday, cake. I guess.
Technically,
Rachel always gets me a strawberry shortcake. So that's my favorite cake.
Strawberry shortcake.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, like, in general, like, I'm more of a pie guy anyway.
Yeah, me too.
And I remember one year I had my mom make me a peach cobbler. Ooh. And it was so out of season, though, because my birthday's in the beginning of February. But, I mean, the way we fuck around with, like, our fruits and just get them from third world countries that could actually benefit off of the fruit that we just take. So we have fruit all year round at our grocery stores. So it's always in season.
My grandma makes lemon pound cake, which is like my favorite. Oh, I'm a fan of pound cake, I guess, is what it is. Oh. It's a strawberry shortcake. That's shortcake.
I'm not a super... Yeah.
Whatever. The lemon pound cake is delicious.
I'm not a huge pound cake guy.
Ooh, you don't like that thick cake?
Well, I like...
But see, that's true. But some pound cake is dry. But my grandma's is moist. Oh, yeah, there is ice. No, but she melts down icing and then then drizzles it over.
Oh, that's fire!
Oh my god, it's so, now I want it really bad.
And
it's so moist. It's really moist because it's not super like thick and poundy. You know,
that's usually my problems with pound cakes. Is they tend to get a little too dry.
They can definitely get dry.
What am I doing here?
Yeah, well, because I feel like it's the thought of like, oh yeah, this is gonna be so like thick and poundy, but then you like and you mess it up. You got to keep it like spongy type.
And
that's what my grandma does
recently for cakes. Like there's a fine line for how much you're supposed to beat it, like stir it or whatever. Because like you can overstir it and stuff.
Oh, that makes sense.
And then that like usually makes it drier and stuff like that.
I had no idea.
Like I remember making like a cake as like younger. I wanted to be a pastry chef. Like whatever, we don't have to get into it. But
we should get into that.
Overstirring mixing and stuff will actually fuck up your cake.
So should you like, not use an electric mixer?
Well, you can use an electric mixer, but it's not necessary to get like all those little
get
thing
every,
out. And right. you actually like want it. You're, like it'll all come together when it bakes and shit.
Have you ever had someone like stir the mashed potatoes too much and it's like fucking soup?
My mom did one year, and like my mom's. She's fantastic with sweets.
Yeah.
But she's not a cook.
Ah, okay.
And just by virtue of never having time, like four kids, there's always shit to do. She worked and everything, so. She was not ever a cook, but one time she made, like, mashed potatoes, and it was, like, almost like a paste.
What?
Like Elmer's paste.
How do you even get it like that?
I don't know. I've never...
Oh my god!
Seen it like that before or since?
Oh my god!
And yeah, I guess that was maybe an overstir, Or I don't really know.
Yeah.
I don't really, like, usually when I make mashed potatoes, I hand mash them.
I don't know if it was, like, last Thanksgiving or the Thanksgiving before. And then before. I
dump sour cream in.
But my, oh, you put sour cream in yours?
Yeah, butter and sour cream.
See, I'm all about, I like just, it. It's terrible for you. I like potatoes, just the potatoes, the, like, an absurd amount of butter, just butter, whole milk, and then a ton of salt, and then that's how I like it.
Okay.
Yeah, just...
Dude, throw in the little sour cream.
No, I don't like the sour cream.
It makes it creamier.
I don't want it creamier. I want it a little lumpy and potato-y.
It's still... And you can still have it lumpy and creamy.
I don't like sour cream. Except on, like, on burritos and stuff.
See, I don't get... I'd never eat... never eat sour cream.
I don't get it at Chipotle, though.
I don't get it at Chipotle, either. That adds, like, another, like, 100 calories.
First of all, I'm always like, can you put a little bit on? They're like... Whoop, whoop. With that spoon.
Spoon the size of the bowl like, that you're getting.
It's so, too much.
But no, I never fucked with sour cream when I learned like how fucking terrible it is for you. Like how fattening it is.
It's very...
And shit. It adds like an extra 100 calories for like a taco or like a burrito when you throw it on there. So I don't really get it. I don't need it. And I never really eat sour cream unless I'm making mashed potatoes, which is maybe once a year. And then the occasional baked potato, I do like sour cream.
Oh, I do too. A loaded potato.
Again, I maybe have one baked potato a year. I never have baked potatoes, ever.
I love baked potatoes, but I don't eat it often either. I like sweet potatoes.
I'm a big sweet potato person.
You're not?
No, I'm a big sweet potato person.
I love sweet potatoes.
I love a good sweet potato hash. I have a fantastic sweet potato hash recipe that is just the dankest shit. And I crack, like I'm... cook it up a little bit on stovetop, throw a little salt, pepper, rosemary, get it going.
Nice.
Then I throw it into the broiler for like a little bit, then crack a couple eggs on top, and then throw it back in under the broiler.
Fancy. It's
so dope.
That sounds
so
good.
Dang. It's a fantastic breakfast.
Sounds delicious. God, I love sweet potatoes.
I might make I have some at my house right now.
I like to make some. Like bake a sweet potato, and then maybe if you have leftovers, you slice it, fry them up in oil, throw some salt in there, so it's like crispy, soft, and then you throw a little chicken on a buffalo chicken on top.
Buffalo some cheese. Chicken. Oh, really?
Oh my god! Yeah, it's like
this is a whole thing.
It's like a sweet and spicy situation.
I dig that. Oh, I like where your head's at.
Oh, but real quick about
my mom makes fantastic mashed sweet potatoes for like Thanksgiving or whatever with marshmallows and shit. Fire.
That's probably not. That's my top three favorite Thanksgiving food items.
What are your top three Thanksgiving food items?
Mashed potatoes. Well. Okay, well...
Nope, top three.
Mashed potatoes.
Top three.
The yams with the marshmallow on top. And ham. I could honestly do... Really? I could do without turkey on Thanksgiving.
I fucking hate turkey. The only turkey on Thanksgiving that I really like, we did this past year, I've done it like a couple other times, deep fry.
Oh, deep fried turkey.
Deep fry the turkey. That's the only way it's going to stay juicy throughout. Brine it for a couple days and like shit like that. But I don't even really. I'm not a big ham person either.
See,
sweet potatoes, mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese, yeah.
Stuffing.
Oh yeah, I totally forgot about stuffing. That's definite. Well, you can't have two potatoes in your top or top five things. I like everything.
Nope, three
gravy.
Has to be three.
I didn't even realize.
I'm not a big gravy person.
I didn't realize so many people didn't do honey like baked ham on things. We always did.
We always did ham and turkey.
Yeah, ham and turkey.
But I don't really eat a lot of ham.
I could eat one of those hams, like, to myself. And then it's good for days. Like, then the next day it's cold. You like, eat some ham slices cold, make a sandwich, or just eat it plain. Or then throw some eggs, make a hot ham and egg situation.
That does sound fire. So much good. I'm not going to lie.
It's so versatile. Really good.
I guess we're talking about Thanksgiving food.
I can't wait.
Summer's coming to a close. Yep. Our next podcast will be September.
My birthday month.
Football almost is going to start.
Yep.
And everything. And yeah, we're really. Summer's like over. It's Labor Day weekend and shit. Do you have anything fun planned for Labor Day weekend?
No.
Nice. Me neither, really. I have a wedding I'm going to.
Nice.
I guess at this point, we can call it quits. Yeah, we'll call it quits. For a little while. But thank you again for everyone who's stuck with us through the whole podcast, and thanks for listening. Please tell all your family, friends, put it out there. We really appreciate the support.
Yep, Thread thank
Lads
you guys.
At Thread Lads on Instagram, at Lads Thread on Twitter. Rate and review us, please. Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, everything. But we'll be coming at you next week with another fresh episode and stuff like that. So
Thread Lads,
stay tuned.